Harry Potter and the Orb of Exuberance by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 21. The Reply. The following Friday at Hogwarts, a pretty blonde 11-year-old witch with an immaculate French braid sat with her friends at the Gryffindor table, enjoying a tasty breakfast before class. Before she could grab another forkful of eggs, one of the school owls dropped an envelope next to her tray. Her eyebrows scrunched together in confusion. "Ilvermorny's School of Witchcraft and Wizardry," she whispered to herself before coming to the realization that the week before, she told Professor McGonagall that she was interested in participating in a school-sanctioned pen pal program. She carefully unsealed the envelope and couldn't help but crack a huge grin as she read the letter's contents with gusto.
"Who sent you that, Daphne?" asked Lavender Brown, another Gryffindor witch with an even more intricate hairstyle than her housemate.
"Yes, inquiring minds like ours want to know," added Parvati Patil, a first-year witch of South Asian extraction who, like the first two, was also a fashionable Gryffindor.
"If you must know," replied Daphne in a pretend snooty tone, "it's from Anastasia Harrison, my new pen pal from across the pond."
"Did you send a picture?" asked Lavender. "I wonder if she's pretty."
"Not this time," sighed Daphne. "She did say that she'll try to include one in the next letter." She shrugged. "She sounds like she's exceptionally bright. She mentioned that she finished top of her year last term. It's got to be a lot tougher to do that at Ilvermorny because it's a much bigger school than Hogwarts, like literally twice as big."
"If she were Hogwarts witch, she'd probably be your sister's housemate, Parvati," giggled Lavender.
"She's in a house called the Horned Serpents, which is where the most studious pupils usually go," added Daphne. "She'd almost certainly be a Ravenclaw if she came here."
"That's an unusual house name," quipped Parvati. "Horned Serpent sounds like it should be the Ilvermorny version of Slytherin."
She shuddered at the thought. Daphne arched an eyebrow. "Hey now, most of my family ended up in Slytherin. You know, you saw me bawling my eyes out right after I got sorted. I thought that it was a given that I would follow my parents' footsteps."
"As if we could forget," mumbled Lavender as she rolled her eyes. She then grinned at her friend.
"But it didn't take you all that long to warm up to the House of the Daring, did it? We're really glad you're one of us."
Parvati nodded in agreement.
"Did you see Malfoy's face when the hat yelled out Gryffindor? If he was just a little shorter, his chin would have hit the floor."
She threw a lopsided shrug.
"Outside of Neville, your sorting was one of the longest of anyone this term. 4 minutes and 28 seconds.
She threw her friends a knowing smirk. "I counted.
"So are we going to write back soon?" asked Lavender.
Daphne flashed a lovely smile.
"Definitely."
That afternoon, during her free period, she found a quiet corner in the Gryffindor Common Room and began writing her reply to Anastasia's letter.
13 September 1991. "Dear Anastasia, thank you for the very nice letter. You sound like you're a very bright witch. Congratulations on finishing on top last term. I'm sure that couldn't have been easy. And you're absolutely right about my name. And for the record, Anastasia is a very lovely name in its own right. It's Greek for resurrection, but I'm sure you already know that. Yes, Hogwarts is a very ancient school. It's over 1,000 years old. While I'm honored to be a student here, Ilvermorny is a respectable institution in its own right. I'm sure I would have been just as happy to study there. So you're a Horned Serpent, hmm? It sounds like you'd be a Ravenclaw if you attended Hogwarts, if you're in the House of Scholars. To my shock, and at least initial disappointment, I was sorted into Gryffindor. I was really expecting to go into Slytherin, as most of my family have gone there for untold generations. I was so overcome with resentment and disappointment in my sorting that I just cried and cried and cried. My housemates thought I made a scene, but then again, I suppose I do have a bit of a flair for the dramatic. As it turns out, being put in Gryffindor wasn't the end of the world. I have a good house head in Professor McGonagall, and I have some wonderful housemates. I don't just feel accepted, I feel wanted here. And that's a truly wonderful feeling. My parents even owled me a few days after the start of term feast and said that they didn't care that I was sorted in Gryffindor. They're still very proud of me and just want me to study hard and make friends. Gryffindor is home of the brave and daring, and its colours are red and gold. In the 2 weeks I've spent as a lioness, it really has become my home away from home. There's nothing fake about Gryffindor. The students are pretty much the same in public as they are in private. The same cannot be said about Slytherin, which is cocky and united on the surface, but volatile behind the scenes. I'm not sure if I like the cannibalism that goes on in the dungeons. I feel for the few muggle-born Slytherin students, as I'm sure they feel anything but wanted there. Speaking of, as you've likely already deduced, I'm a purebred heiress, but thankfully I belong to a somewhat more tolerant family than some of the others in Magical Britain. Of course, my parents do have preferences as to whom I should be dating and eventually marrying, but that's not something I need to worry about for a good long while. Between you and me, I'd rather marry for love. And if my Prince Charming happens to be a Muggle-born, well, I guess we'll just cross that bridge when we get there. You described yourself as a nomad. I like that. It's more to the point than Muggle. Is blood purity a big deal in magical America as well? I've never been to North America, but I wouldn't pass up the opportunity if offered. I've been to continental Europe countless times, though. I guess we do have a fair bit in common, other than your family not being magical. I also have a sister named Astoria, but she also goes by Tori for short. She's not yet old enough to attend Hogwarts, but she reads spell books like their Muggle romance novels. I think we may have a future Ravenclaw on our hands. Oh, and I also have a kitty. His name is Erebus, and he's a big black Persian. Though we suspect he might have a little Knezel blood in him, too. What do you like to do in your free time? I enjoy oil painting and music. I've studied the flute for several years, but I prefer singing over instrumental music. I really want to try out for the student choir next term. I think I have a fair chance at making it as a mezzo-soprano. Do you have any favourite foods? I know this sounds strange coming from a pure-blooded witch, but I'm actually quite fond of lasagna. Goodness, I didn't think this would be such a long letter, so I suppose I should wrap it up here. Here's a photo of me in my school uniform. I'd rather wear something a bit more stylish and feminine, but, you know, tradition. I hope I look okay. Thank you again for taking the time to write to me, and I can't wait to get your reply. With love from Hogwarts, Daphne.
She then carefully reread her letter to check for spelling and grammar. Once she was satisfied with how it turned out, she folded it and placed the note along with a moving photograph in a small envelope, addressed it to Anastasia, then traipsed off toward the owlery for delivery. That same day, back at Ilvermorny, Anna got a letter of her own from the school owls whilst having breakfast with her housemates. "Who's that from, I wonder?" asked Harry. Anna bit her lip. "Professor Fry." She unfurled the parchment and read its contents. She just as quickly rolled it back up, folded her arms on the table, and began to sob softly.
"What's wrong, Anna?"
Tallulah asked sweetly. Without looking up or uttering a syllable, Anna simply passed the note to Tallulah.
"Miss Harrison, first of all, I want to thank you for your interest in our prestigious Quiz Bowl program. It is a time-honored tradition that goes back many generations, where Ilvermorny's best and brightest compete in the name of sportsmanship and enlightenment. After carefully reviewing your accolades and credentials, I have recommended that you be named to the Horned Serpent team as an alternate contestant. However, the deputy headmistress, who has the final say in determining team composition, has overruled my recommendation. Professor Good has thoroughly reviewed your records, which are beyond reproach. She deems you worthy of competing for the Horned Serpents as a regular contestant, which is a tremendous honor in and of itself. But to make the regular rotation as a second-year student, that is almost unprecedented. Congratulations on your selection, Miss Harrison. You're a supremely talented young witch and will do your house proud. I'll allow you again with details regarding the first team meeting. Sincerely, Senior Professor L.E. Fry."
"But that's awesome news, Anna," Tallulah squeaked. "Aren't you excited?"
"I'm elated,"
Anna murmured through her sobs.
"I'm just a little overwhelmed is all. I would have been happy to have been named as an alternate."
"I knew you would make the team," chimed in Harry. "You're too brilliant not to." Othniel pointed a fork at Anna's croissant. "You gonna eat that?" She shook her head no, so Othniel grabbed it and started chowing down on it with gusto.
"Oh, good going, by the way," he said between mouthfuls.
Anna dabbed her cheeks dry with a napkin, then turned to Harry and forced a smile.
"How are things between you and Nova? No, I'm glad to hear that you two set your differences aside a few days ago."
"Not bad," replied Harry.
"We said hi to each other a couple of times in passing this week, though we don't really go out of our way to talk to each other or anything. I get the feeling she still doesn't completely trust me, but the awkward tension is gone for the most part."
He chuckled softly. "I prefer her smile over that aloof, icy stare of hers." Anna smirked.
"See, she's not a bad egg. And just be patient with her, Harry. She probably has a lot on her mind, and she just needs to figure out how to express herself." She sighed.
"You went against my advice once already, Harry. I told you to let her come to you. You should consider yourself fortunate that she was as receptive as she was. Now that you broke the ice, please just stick to small talk until she's ready to discuss more of her past with you. I really don't like playing mediator, as it also puts me in an awkward position."
"Fair enough," Harry said with a nod.
"Oh, did she make the Quidditch team again?"
"If she has, she hasn't told me," admitted Anna.
"It's possible that she won't find out until next week." She cocked her head.
"Oh, you have to serve your detention tomorrow afternoon, do you not?"
Harry hung his head.
"Don't remind me," Anna giggled.
"You're lucky your detention is in the afternoon,"
Some detentions start at 8 or 9 in the evening and can last past midnight. Harry shuddered at the thought. That sounds awful. Anna arched an eyebrow. Maybe this is the wake-up call you needed so that you're keener to observe the school's rules and to heed your instructor's warnings? I don't want this to become a habit, okay? You're better than this.
I know, Harry grumbled sheepishly. But sometimes those in charge don't always take appropriate action, Harry thought to himself. If I need to take matters into my own hands, then I'll just need to do a better job of not getting caught.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Chamber by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.